We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the 5 Reason Sports Network, Miami Sports On Demand. We now have 15 podcasts in the network covering every professional sports team in South Florida and much more, all absolutely free. Find all of our shows on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Podbean. If you just can't get enough, become a member of our patron feed and you'll get even more exclusive content. Here's a sneak peek of what you'll hear on the upcoming episode of our newest show, The Chamber Podcast.
We're now joined by Dr. Peter Marciante. There's a local sports team down here hampered by injuries right now. If a team is ravaged by injuries, how much do you put of that into the training staff and the physical therapist?
Unfortunately, I put a lot on it. Now what they've done is they've blocked out all external doctors to have total control, and I'm not sure it's working that well. But there needs to be a little bit more freedom, and guys need to be also take charge in their own healthcare. They can't just go to a team who's trying to manage 100 players.
If you're interested in advertising your business on any of our podcasts, reach out to us at @5ReasonSports on Twitter. To stay up to date with all of our shows, enter 5 Reasons in your search bar and then hit subscribe.
It feels like Miami. 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 Miami, 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 Miami,
it feels like Miami.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Miami Heat Beat post-game show. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today, we have a producer and co-founder, Mr. Brian Goins.
Woo! What's up?
We have Jack Alfonso, our trash tweeter, although he doesn't like to be called trash tweeter anymore, so I don't know what to call you.
My tweets are good now.
They're good!
Fuck out. 2019. It's a movement.
It's a movement.
Yeah. Move your mic closer to your mouth, Jack.
Yeah, damn professional. So the Miami Heat throttle the Detroit Pistons in a game that they absolutely need. Miami goes on a, 21-0 run, capped off by a Justice Winslow, Justice Better three-pointer.
Woo!
And honestly, you know, guys, Miami hasn't played bad. If we really want to go back to it, to that game against Sacramento. Now, I know they blew a lead, but they were like the better team that whole game. That loss at Golden State, they played awesome. The game at Denver was not the best. And then the home loss to Phoenix wasn't good. But pretty much every other game, even that Toronto game, Miami's played really good basketball since then. And I think just recently they've kind of been able to put together some wins. And this game kind of I don't want to make too big a deal out of a one-game sample, but it was a big deal to me in the sense of, like, they've been playing really well. Even though they lost to Houston, they lost to Toronto, they've just lost to better teams while playing well. And then they come out, a team that I think most people would look at and like nationally and say, you know what, Detroit's better than you guys are, right? Brooklyn's better than you guys are. And they come out and completely throttle a team that's ahead of them in the standings in a game that they need when Orlando loses to hold on to that eight spot and kind of close the gap to get out of that, to get out of that eight spot, to hopefully move up to six, right? Because that's the goal, especially with the game against the Nets still to play. You know, Miami's going to want to get in that six range, and hopefully Indiana can get to six, because I've said this before. Dwayne Wade is not losing a playoff series to Miles Turner and Thaddeus Young. That is not happening. Like, over my dead body, is Dwayne Wade going to lose a playoff series to freaking Thaddeus Young? Get out of here. Okay? So, like, that's all that's going on. Jack, I don't know. How have you felt about their play? Like, I'm saying this like it's fact, right? Like, how have you felt, like, the last couple months of basketball that they played?
I mean, they've been a fun team to watch, so I'm happy as a fan in the short term. But, I mean, I don't think they're going to get the seeding that you think they are. Like, I don't think they're going to get there. Okay. I think they're going to get an eighth or a seventh seed, and they're going to get knocked out pretty quickly in the first round. And that's, I mean, that's whatever. If you want that, that's fine. I think they're better off not making the playoffs, but I'm not going to root against them right now. They've been a fun team to watch, and as long as the kids are propelling the wins, like, I don't really care.
And DJJ too, like, I think he's super important. And as Alex just texted to me, pointed out that Brooklyn also lost today and that Indiana's fourth. I know Indiana's fourth, but, you know, if Philly sustains another injury, maybe they flip a little bit or whatever.
I'm monitoring the chat right now. It's hilarious. This guy, Heat Science, so Gianni's like Chalmers in the Big Three era. He's taking a lot of shit, but he gets the job done.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that Tito?
I don't know.
That's our boy Tito from the Five Reasons Sports Network. You can check out all the stuff we got going on at Five Reasons Sports. You got Ethan, you got Chris Whittingham, you got Craig Mish, you got OJ McDuffie, you got Chris Chambers. You got lots of stuff going on at the network. So subscribe on Instagram, on your iTunes, on your Google Play. Chris Whittingham figured that out. And of course, Miami Heat beat at 3 yards per carry. 3 yards are the homies. Yeah, man, like, I don't think they're gonna get that sixth spot, but like I think they're looking at that, right? I don't really like the Toronto matchup for them. I just think, I mean, I know that I'm on record by saying like, oh, Toronto is the best team in the East. I think that Milwaukee is an interesting first round matchup for them. I mean, obviously, like, they're not gonna be favored, and Milwaukee's probably gonna smoke the hell out of them. But what you like about the Milwaukee series is Miami loves to shoot threes. They really, really love to shoot threes, and they have a lot of guys that like top side threes. Dion, Dwayne, Kelly, Justice. They're good at those, right? And Josh as well. And Milwaukee allows a ton of threes, and that's just part of Bud's defense and how they play with Brook Lopez funneling guys into the paint. So I think that if there's room for an upset between the top two seeds, I think you're better off kind of like hoping that you catch fire shooting-wise against the Bucks, right? Inexperienced, and they allow a lot of threes, and that's kind of like the wackiness that you can hope for.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at the chat. Does Gianni talk this much on dates?
No, I can't even get dates, guys. It's been a disaster. This whole dating app stuff, man, it's exhausting. I had a girl like on Hinge match me, and she's like, do you want to be friends? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that. I have a lot of friends, but I mean, yeah.
So it's you have more than enough friends. You need a girlfriend in your life.
I know, dude. I know. It's hard. It's hard out here in these dating app streets. It's hard on Bumble.
No more volunteering.
Yeah, no more volunteering. No more Amway, if you've listened to the podcast before.
Yeah, no more Ponzi schemes.
Brian, are you still tank season, dude? Are you on?
I moved on.
What the hell joined the chat as Pixel 3 XL? Is that you? Alf, can you...
No, no, it's Christian. He's probably driving.
Are you driving? Why is it? You're driving?
Hey, this thing works.
Chris is live driving. We might get a car crash live on Miami Heat Beat.
This is going to be a terrible pod.
We're going to be on Miami Herald by tomorrow.
It probably sounds like dicks, but this is cool.
What's up, man?
Not much.
Chris was in the stadium.
You guys saw that?
They kicked their ass, man.
Oh, man. That was fun. Dude, the defense early on was so sharp. Talk about that, please.
That's analysis right there. Well, Josh was awesome.
I might He was awesome. Honestly, I think we really underappreciate Josh. You know, I took one of my buddies who like doesn't follow the game that closely, and like I was telling him how Josh plays so many more minutes than any other player on the team. He leads the team by like 300 minutes in minutes.
Yep.
And it's because of how important to the team he is. Like we talk about Justice probably being the highest ceiling player on the team, but Josh is probably the best player right now, and that's why he plays so much.
That's honestly a debate that I've tried to have on the Miami Heat account. Like, I'm like, who's the hell is the best player? Is it Goran? Is it Justice? Is it Josh? Like,
Justice.
I know, and I get lost in it too. But I don't want to. Okay, I might listen later once I'm at my computer. But I'm gonna let you guys go because this is probably.
Okay, don't crash. We don't want a live crash on Miami Heat.
I know. I'm just in traffic and I'm bored. But okay, bye.
Right, bye, Pixel 3XL.
Bye.
I love how Christian figured this out easier than Alf did, and he
well,
was like,
Alf can't come on because I kicked him out, and apparently Zoom doesn't let the host. I don't know why that's a setting on Zoom, but if I kick him out once, I guess I can't put him back on the same call. So we would have to make a second call.
No, we're not doing that. So Alf is done.
Unless he can call on his phone, I don't know.
Nah, it's okay. Nah, it's just, you know.
We should have the chat vote.
Him and chat. Do you want Alf to call in? Vote yes or no. Retweet for yes. Did you see that new Twitter thing that they're not going to allow retweets?
I mean, it doesn't make a difference for you.
Hey, listen.
Got him.
I got this. You know, my anime account is like way better in that department. Like, people interact with my tweets at a much higher frequency over there.
Really?
I'm semi-respected over there. You guys take me as a clown show for granted, and over there, I'm loved. I'm popular. People want to hang out with me.
Okay, we're getting some responses.
Okay, what are
we? I want Alf to replace Jack. Me too.
Yeah, you're the last Alf.
Just in life.
And then somebody says, no, Alf, please, Nikias. Nikias is in the chat, I think. Just come on the podcast.
Yeah. Nikias, are you watching? Call in, man. Just call in. Get on your computer. Click the link, and you're in. You guys, you know, now that we have a Twitch chat going and we have you guys here, I know that Alex, our professional screw-up, Alex Toledo, has kind of been suggesting we do kind of like an interactive mailbag where we have on like a listener maybe once a month when we do a mailbag. And they can kind of like talk to us, kind of like what the Back-to-Back Network does with their mailbag and stuff like that. Do you guys like that idea? I love how we're just talking about show ideas.
Klang says Nikias is too busy playing 2K and researching RPM numbers.
I don't think Nikias is a big RPM guy. I don't like RPM. I think RPM is pretty lame. It says it's, you know, I'm with Zach Harper on this, that he, you know, his point is the stat's called real plus minus. And it's a fucking estimate, right? So it's all sorts of math that essentially estimates an impact on the court, but they call it real plus minus. It's not real. It's an estimate. It's estimate plus minus.
All stats are fake.
It's all stupid. You know, I honestly, like, so for those of you who don't know, listening and in the chat, I got to cover the game on Sunday, Heat Raptors. And it was my first time, like, kind of, I've been a media day and stuff like that, but it was my first, like, game covering credential or whatever. So it was my first time in the locker room. And, like, these guys are very much aware of these advanced statistics. Like, you could talk to them about, like, offensive rating and lineup data and stuff like that. And they know, you know, like, you know, having conversations with Goran about, like, their zone numbers. Like, they're aware. Like, they're very, very, very much aware of what the hell's going on. And all the stuff that we ride and we tweet about and we obsess over, like they're very keen to that. And I think we all kind of felt that they were like very advanced, analytical friendly. But it, honestly, it was cool to see like even the players, like, oh, Josh, you know, like you, Bam, and Justice are plus like 15.5 net rating. He's like, damn, we're that good. Like he knows what this all means and stuff like that. And you know, I'm telling you about the offense and all that stuff. So I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool. Like they're aware. It's a new age.
Someone says to use Grindr for serious relationships.
That I what?
You should use Grindr for serious relationships.
Should I? Will that work?
I don't know.
Someone else says the anime ACC is stellar. I don't know what that means.
Oh, is that that politics one? I think it came out last year.
Gianni's anime ACC is amazing.
ACC?
What the? Oh, and I can't read that one.
What does that mean? Chad, Twitch user, tell me what ACC means.
Gianni, stop listening to Basketball Buds. Life is fake.
Stop what?
Listen to Basketball Buds. Life is
fake. No, they're so good. I'm honestly like, I have a hot take. I like Nerdish You Wrote better. I really want to get Coach Thorpe on, but Ethan already had him. So I don't want to be like the sloppy seconds. We tried, we really tried to get David Dufour on recently, but it's
been Brass asked what happened to episode 200.
Bro, honestly, I wanted to do episode 200 yesterday, but nobody wanted to do it. So
just got a text.
I got a text too.
Yeah, no, you
got a text. Showed on your video call.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Now you guys know, you know, something about
this
the
air. This is not going to translate well to a podcast episode.
You don't think so? I think people might enjoy it.
We're referencing a chat that they're not going to be able to see.
I'm reading the stuff that's in the chat.
Yeah, Brian's reading. It's not a visual thing, but
you know, we actually should do a live mailbag. We haven't done a mailbag in a while.
Yeah, people should ask questions.
We should ask Anthony Chan questions and we steal them like we always
do. No. We actually should use this chat for an actual purpose, which is the mailbag.
I honestly really want to do like more things like this, and I have lights that I bought and like a nice camera. Although like this looks pretty good. I mean, Brian, you know, you could probably use a light box or a light or a, kind of a little light ring.
Yeah, probably could.
You can expense it. That's what having a company's for.
Why is Gianni such a big Celtics fan?
I hate the Celtics. I hate Brad Stevens. I hate Bad Stevens. And by the way, I would like to point out that I've been very fucking right about them. They have not been. Everyone said last year, I said, this run that they're making is the most fraudulent thing I've ever seen, because that Bucks team last year was horrid and they barely beat that Bucks team. And then they beat an inexperienced Sixer team in which Joel Embiid does not know how to play against Al Horford for whatever godly reason. And then that horrible Cleveland team that had the 29th ranked defense, they got pushed to seventh. That Cleveland team almost lost to Indiana when Oladipo was bad. So I looked at that Celtic team and I was like, this is a total mirage. This team is no good.
AC like, stands for account.
Oh, my anime account is good. Thank you very much, Twitch user.
Let's do a mailbag. One person says he has to go in a few minutes, and I think he asked a question. So let's
What's your question?
Well, let's do the mailbag. Let's have some imaging. Let's have some fun, and then we can go back and talk about how shitty the Detroit Pistons are.
Ooh.
Welcome to a new segment we like to call the Heatbeat Mailbag. You've sent us your questions and hot takes using the hashtag MHBMailbag. Now it's our turn to give you our answers and tell you how wrong your opinions are.
You know, it's bad.
First question by UD Brenner. His question is, fuck, marry, kill, Josh, Justice, and Bam.
Ooh. I think I want to marry Josh, because Josh is... I don't know. I feel like Josh and I have similar interests. Josh likes to hang out in Wynwood. I like to hang out in Wynwood. Josh likes to play video games. I like to play video games. Josh likes Super Smash Brothers. I like Super Smash Brothers. Funny aside, so in the locker room on Sunday, obviously the Heat get their ass kicked. I'm in the locker room standing next to Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, and the Ira's like wandering around to like people's lockers, and I'm like nervous. I'm like, man, these guys do not look happy. I talked to Hassan for a little bit because we talked about how awesome he was. So he seemed to like that. And then when I was done with Hassan, I was like, okay, I really want to talk to Josh, but he's not here yet. So Josh and Bam come out and I was like, man, like, but they don't look happy because they just like, they got their ass kicked and it was like really bad. So I'm like, I need to break the ice with Josh. So the way post-game works, right? So media goes to the locker room and basically all the TV crews and all the reporters wait by Dwayne's locker. Lockers, because Dwayne has a double locker privilege. So basically everyone with a camera and lights and a microphone is just standing by Dwayne's locker, ignoring everything else around it, just waiting for Dwayne. And I'm like, well, while they wait for Dwayne, I'm going to talk to these other people. So Josh and Bam come out and I was like, perfect, I can talk to Josh. So I go over to break the ice because Josh and I, like, we've talked a couple times about like video games and stuff. So I go, Josh, have you played the new Super Smash Brothers? Because I know that he liked the series. And he goes, bro, I beat it. And then I go, so like, what are you playing, this and that? And then Bam goes, Josh, tell him about the Pokemon battle we had the other day. And he goes, bro, that was insane. And I go, okay, I need some details. And then Bam's like, it was Let's Go Pikachu. And they were about to tell the story. And all the TV crew turned around and goes, wait a second, Josh, and they run to Josh, and then they put lights in his face and microphones, and they totally interrupted my conversation about Pokemon.
So we don't know what happened?
No, I don't know what happened.
That's a terrible story.
I was so mad because, like, everyone had to ask the Heat, well, why did you guys go zone against the Raptors? So I was like, who cares? They were going to tell me about a Pokemon battle. Two NBA players were about to tell me a story about an epic Pokemon battle that they had. And it was ruined by Channel 7.
People want to know what your ultimate main is.
Oh, it's Ike. Although I don't like Ike in this lame. Game. No, but he's – because he's really – I've that mained sucks, Ike since Brawl.
We got more questions.
That's a good Mega question.
Man. Mega Man is the
lame.
Or
Japanese players love Mega Man.
Duck Hunt.
Yeah. All right, next question from Qang34. He asks, "Who is the best hooper in all of Meat Beat?"
That's probably Alex.
I think Alex probably. He played against when he was at Vegas. I think he played with the starters. No.
Yeah, but the starters look like they're bad.
I think we're pretty bad if we actually played.
Honestly, like I think Christian can hoop a little bit. Alex, I know hoops. I'm like a pick and roll guy who could like dribble. I like to think I'm like extreme discount bin Amari Stoudemire without the dunking.
Wait. We have a testimonial from K Huang in the chat. He was on Alex's team in Las Vegas.
Oh, this is Kevin?
By the starters.
Oh, that's probably who it is.
Kevin, what's up, dude?
He got stunk by the starters, 7-0. They didn't score a single point.
You guys suck. You guys could have beat the starters?
Well, they're not the bench players. They're the starters.
Yeah, more like Deion Waiters.
What else we got?
Who do you think the Heat should absolutely move this offseason from Dane Hunt?
I mean... Obviously, the answer is James Johnson, but I don't think that that's going to be possible.
So like I say, he's not getting any more minutes.
honestly, like, Hassan might be movable in the offseason. I wouldn't really see the point in moving him at this point. I would just keep the expiring deals, him and Goran and all that stuff. I'd want to come into the cap space. So unless they can get something of value for, like, Ryan Anderson or Hassan or something like that, I would just keep the contract.
Right. Next question, Jack, why are you letting Gianni steal your identity with Raptors fandom and stealing hashtag justice better?
Brass, you make a great point. This is really fucked up because I don't contribute much to the site, but the contributions that I do make are stolen immediately by Gianni. So I don't appreciate it.
Listen, I've been a Raptors lifer. I believe in that Raptors team even when I didn't have to.
Man, I started this like... 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm sick of you telling me that you were the pioneer.
Did you sift through Toronto lineup data for fun?
Man, I don't even watch basketball, so it's all symbolic.
You don't even watch Luka? I know you love Luka.
I do love Luka.
You don't watch him though.
I watch Miami and that's more than enough.
Barely.
Yeah, barely. I caught the
Heatside asks, is Tyler Johnson a Heat lifer?
Tyler Johnson is not because he stole Dwayne Wade's money. That's why Tyler did not change jerseys. That's why Dwayne did not change jerseys with him. If you notice, he changed it with Devin Booker. Tonight, he changed with Wayne Ellington, former teammate. Great story. With against Tyler, who he has legit history with, he's like, nah, fam, stole my money.
I don't think we have any more, questions from this point on. Okay, here's a question. For everyone, is Alex Morgan cool?
The soccer player?
I have an Alex Morgan.
Oh, no, Alexis Morgan. No, that's the broadcast.
That's Kevin. I don't want to ask. Kevin, Morgan. Get her on the show and then we'll talk, okay? You're all buddies with her. how about you guest book? How about you do this, Kevin? Help me get Waz on the show, okay? I know that you're all cool with these, you know, basketball buds people. Help me get Big Waz on the show. And then we'll talk, okay? Because Waz is with me on Basic Brad and the Lakers being frauds and all that stuff. So I got to... By the way, Lakers, extremely right about that also. That team is bad.
What?
How bad they were going to be.
Oh, that was great to revisit that podcast where you guys called out. You guys said the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs and got laughed at.
everything I said in that podcast came true. And for the audience that doesn't know, our buddy Justin Rowan of Fear the Sword had a podcast. He called it the Scorned Lovers Podcast. Those who had been burned by LeBron James got together and just complained and smashed, slandered the Lakers. And we did. And everything we said was picked up by a Laker fan. And he basically like did a live tweet of the podcast, just making fun of everything that we were saying. And it all literally came through.
Hold up. Nikias is calling you out.
For what?
He says, I've asked about bringing Nitz on for literal months.
That's not true. Have you? I want Nitz on tomorrow if you can make that happen.
He has.
Episode 200.
You kidding me? Nitz is like my favorite one. And Nitz loves Inuyasha. And I love Inuyasha. So like,
I like Inuyasha too.
If you can make that happen, I want to talk to Nitz about Inuyasha. So kidding me?
All right. I'm taking two more questions. So two get your last questions in.
So get those in. While we get more questions, I have a Kelly Olynyk story from...
Oh my God, no more stories.
You don't want stories? I'm just filling time.
Jack, tell me more about why Klay Thompson's a Satanist.
I like Klay Thompson. He's a great guy.
Me too. I've come around on Klay.
He's one of the coolest players in the NBA. I stand by that.
I'm about Klay Thompson.
Yeah. You know who's bad is... Shit, who do I not like? Devin Booker, he's not good.
Devin Booker's Winslow.
Yeah.
You know, are we going to think of Klay Thompson in the way that we think of Scottie Pippen?
If he goes to another team,
you think
plays really well.
You don't think if they win this year, and then if KD leaves, and then like in a couple of years, him and Steph win another, you don't think?
Well, I think with Scottie, you have like years where he didn't have Michael, and he was like an MVP caliber player. So you kind of have that to go to his legacy. With Klay, you don't have that yet.
But are people really thinking of those years where they won 50 games without Mike?
Yeah, people talk about that a lot when they talk about Scottie.
When they talk about the Scotties, I don't know, man. I feel like the thing is the defense and just like the... I don't even like when people say that Scottie was better than Dwayne. I was like, I don't even feel like there's any statistical argument for that.
Scottie was better than Michael Jordan.
Just as better. Yeah. No more questions, Brian?
We got more questions. We got a person named Wolfscar96. He asked an actual serious basketball question. His question is, because the free agent pool for 2020 isn't that great, do you think the Heat will pay slightly above average players 1 year big deals to keep space for 2021?
I kind of think it depends. So I don't think that free agency is going to be like the big thing. I think that's what you can sell fans on free agency. But I think the way the Heat have operated is we're gonna groom our young players. We might add like an elite wing scorer or something like that, and then try to make a trade, right? So I think the thing that as fans you guys should be encouraged about is they have not moved draft picks. They've been really reluctant, even when Jimmy Butler's on the table, even when all these things are happening, they've been pretty reluctant to just part with a bunch of picks, right? And I think the old Pat Riley was very comfortable doing so. Let me look at the Goran trade. Just gave away two first round picks. So I think the idea of them acquiring young players to kind of build this core that they have, and then if you just get one veteran in the free agent market and then you have some assets to trade for a star, I think that you'll be in better position. So with the Jimmy stuff, if Jimmy came here, they would have emptied the cupboard and it would have been Jimmy and nobody. And they weren't really going to win with that. And then he was an extension coming up. And then they still weren't in a good cap situation, even if they get Jimmy. So it's just Jimmy and a bunch of guys that they didn't want. So the idea of kind of keeping your picks, getting cheap, shedding these contracts as they expire, and building for 2020 and then trading for a star with the assets that you have, I think that makes a lot more sense. And that's probably a more viable way to build a contender. And Kawhi might leave, you know, like Kyrie might leave. So like things are shaping up pretty nicely for them, if you will.
I think something to also keep in mind is that the cap's going to go up like at least another 10, 15 million with the next two off seasons. So I feel like a lot of guys may still end up signing 1 year deals, if not 2019, 2020. And so if the Heat, I mean, they're going to have cap space in 2020, but 2021 would be a bigger year for them. I know Riley was quoted saying that he wants to open up enough room to sign two max players if he can. So I think that's just something to keep in mind. I feel like
how do I get away this damn text message?
the free agent list we see right now might not be the same free agent list we'll see in a couple years.
Who's my friend, my Texas. I don't know. I think I know what she's going through, but I can't even answer. It's just, you know, she's right, going through. One more question, guys.
And the question I'm going to pick, there's a couple of them. Let's pick this one. This one's actually pretty good, too. So at VaneHype, he says...
Shout out to VaneHype. You the homie, dude.
He says, should the Heat change the rotation and or starting lineup to keep the same going into the postseason?
Ha!
Keep it the same going into the postseason.
That starting lineup is like plus 7 per 100 possessions. And they're very good. It's one of their more positive five-man units. The Hassan. So basically... The starters, I don't have my notes ready, but the starters with Bam, they're like plus 7 net rating. The starters with Hassan are like plus 20 net rating. Not that I would like to start Hassan, but, you know, they have like those lineups are very good, right? So it's Josh, Justice, Dion, right? Those three kind of like three guard lineup with Kelly and then a center has been very, very successful, right? And Bam and Hassan are kind of interchangeable because they're still employing the drop defense sets and all that stuff. So, what I do want to say about those lineups is that those have started very recently, and a lot of Hassan's numbers are a bit skewed because they were offensive rebounding at a 50% rate when he was on the floor, which is obviously just like not sustainable. So that's the only thing I would be worried about from the Hassan side. But other than that, that starting lineup has been a very, very good unit for them. And I think that they've kind of settled into what they want to do.
If Dion even touches the floor during the playoffs, I will drive to Miami and fight Mickey Arison.
But I just told you that lineup was good.
I don't care.
It's like a positive thing for them.
Look, my eye test says something different.
Telling you what the stats say.
Yeah, I don't care about stats.
I did some research.
That's some Nikias bullshit.
I am prepared.
I'm calling you out, Nikias.
Give me another question, Brian. Give me another question. We're in a good mood.
Someone asks, is this a crossover episode?
Crossover with what? We've already crossover with Locked On, crossover with Ethan.
I guess the last question that's actually really a question was from Kevin. He's asking if he gets Nitz and Alexis Morgan, since they don't have a Heat connection, what are we going to talk to them about?
Honestly? Basketball. I mean, we could fake a Heat connection. Listen, the move, Kevin, the move is to just talk about the big three Heat and compare them to the Warriors. That's the move. Okay? I have this planned out, okay? Because obviously, you know, national writers are not gonna know, like, hey, Kelly Olynyk's dribble handoff offense been awesome this season. Oh no, don't give a crap. But talk about LeBron, talk about the Warriors, talk about like that connection. And also, you guys forget that a big part of this show is laughing at the Lakers and the Celtics. And I'm always ready for that. Always.
Kevin's asking when he's coming back on the show.
Never.
I don't know, Brian. When is Kevin coming back on the show?
Never.
I put Brian on the hot seat. Kevin, come back.
All right, there's one question on here. I don't know if we can answer. I'm sure you already know. What do we do?
What's the question?
I mean, if you're following our group chat, you should know.
It says, Brass Jazz says, Jack, you in? Yes, what? Brass Jazz, I'm in. Drunk Pod right after this. Tune into that. Everybody
breaking,
watch.
Breaking other hoops?
Yeah. Brass, do you have your hoop fixed yet?
This is weird because we can't even end on like a cold... We like to like end on like a cold closing. We can't really do that in this setting. It's kind of weird. But Real Brass texted me. Why didn't it come up? Yo! He's back!
Who's that? What's going on?
It's Christian. Oh, that's right. I forgot that this is not a visual medium for some people.
Oh, it's Christian.
Christian joined.
He's just eating chips.
Christian, final take. Final take as we sign off.
Oh, man. I'm so drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our program for this evening. Thank you so much for joining our very first Miami Heat Beat post-game show. We will hope to bring you more, better production, better personalities, better stuff. Check us out all on the Five Reasons Sports Network. at MIA Heat Beat on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us all at GNavis103, at By Brian Goins, at The Maple Rick. And Jack, what's your at? Is it still Alfonso Hoops? I don't even know.
At Alfonso Hoops.
At Alfonso Poops.
I'm recapping a 10-year-old TV show. Read along.
Mad Men. They've been good.
Yeah. Mad Men is good.
Good, good. Everyone, ladies, gentlemen, and others, you have been incredible. Thank you so much for joining the Miami Heat Beat post-game show. We need outro music soon.
Hello, friends. This is Josh Appel from Smark Your Territory.
And I'm Mr. Bill 11.
And we are officially on the road to WrestleMania. It is point at the WrestleMania sign season, Bill.
If you need to get to WrestleMania, we can be your Uber drivers on the road to WrestleMania.
I mean, what? You ruined it. You ruined it.
I like it. I think we could make some money doing that.
WrestleMania season is here. Stick with us here on Smark Your Territory, the Five Reasons Sports Network's Pro Wrestling Podcast.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.